What's going on, y'all? This is Mike Brown, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I hope your 2021 is still going well. We are through like the first half of the first month. It's crazy how time is going by so fast. If you like the show, please like and subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. If you don't like the show, let me know. Leave a comment. Also, if you would like some more exclusive content from me, subscribe to the Patreon. This is The Art of Letting Go. Thank you. Yo, what up? This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Today, I got a special guest in the building. I mean, you're a regular guest now, but you are special. Can you give the people a 2021 updated introduction of who you are?
Oh, 2021 updated. Well, first of all, thank you for telling me I'm special. I appreciate that, brother. my name is Sean Thomas. I am an educator and also entrepreneur. So I teach middle school, seventh grade math. I have my own company called Investing Yourself, which deals with financial literacy, teaching it to the community, to the youth, so that they can live better lives than we did. And also, I am the chairman of the board for the Exposure Foundation, Inc. So we have a lot of great things going on. One of the main things that we're pushing right now is Club X University, which is our digital digital tutoring platform. So you got English, math. We also do yoga, financial literacy, mental health. We have your own counselors. We also send you out snack packs, you know, for those students who are involved. And our demographic is the economically disadvantaged. So that's been going good. So that's what we focused on for 2021, growing that and being nationwide.
That's really dope, man. How is your year starting out?
So the year started with Friday. So yeah. My year is going good. It's been weird trying to figure out what day of the week it is, though, like, because just the way it's been going. But my year is going good. I wrote my goals out. I finished that the night before December 31st. So, and I just been kind of rocking, trying to get it going now.
That's what's up, man. I brought you on because, you know, you've definitely inspired me in my journey of like accomplishing goals and like the action plans to get there. And I just wanted to talk to you about, because it seemed like almost every goal that you set, you accomplished that thing. And like, it's, I've never seen anybody accomplish goals in the way that you do.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. And I just wanted to know, like, what's your process? Like when you setting your goals, like how are you setting them? Because I know for me, I don't set safe goals. Like I'm not setting a goal in the mindset of, well, this is easy for me to accomplish, so I'm gonna just set this one. But how do you set your goals?
It changes and it grows from year to year. But initially, like now, this year, I just go off for this year and last year. I have categories for my goals. Like, you know, some people say, you know, and it's different strokes for different folks as far as like how many to set. Some people like set 5 to 10 goals and, you know, for the year and concentrate on those. Those are cool. That works for you. But for me, what I found out is throughout the years, I have like probably 80 goals throughout the year. And if people look at it like 80. But what I do is I separate it into categories. So I may have the categories may be spiritual, family, professional career, investing in yourself, my wife, my daughter, health, you know, just all those different categories. And within those categories, I write a goal. So my category for my daughter may be, I walk you 4 times a week. I read to you this many times a day. I save this much money for you. My personal goal may be, you know, for a professional career, maybe I want a promotion or maybe I want to do this. I have financial goals. Maybe I want to make X amount of dollars, right? And I'm very specific about what I want. So now that I have my goals that I listed, that's fine. But what are the action items in order to accomplish those goals? All right. So for me to walk my daughter 4 times a week, okay, am I doing it at this time in the morning, or am I doing it at this time? Maybe I have to set my calendar to remind me to do that. All right, maybe for my financial goals, all right, maybe I have to put away X amount of dollars per check, you know, to make the amount for that per month for that I'm putting away for the year. So there's just a specific plan that I follow. I have like a template that I create within Excel and Word document. And then I have constant reminders, like in my calendar invite, as well as my notes. And I look at it every single day throughout the day, so that I can make sure I'm on my stuff. So every day I have something that I'm going after, that I'm accomplishing. And I may not be looking at every goal every day. That may be something a couple months down the line, but that's there. And I know how to attack it. And the list is fluid, so it may change. Once I accomplish it, I may say, let me add something to it.
Yeah.
It just depends.
How often do you check in with your goal list?
Every day.
Okay.
Every single day.
Okay.
So, I, like, it's because it's, if it's that many, like, even for me, like, even, you know, because I help, you know, my wife don't clean up the house by herself. Like, I do it, too. A goal of mine is, you know, to make sure I got, like, I created myself, like, a chore list, like, just something that's simple.
Yeah.
Like, okay, kitchen, this many things. The bedroom, this many things, sitting, this many things. So I created an Excel thing and I have a checkoff list. All right, every day I do this. And that helps me be, you know, on it. So the house is constantly always clean because every day in the morning I look at it and let me knock this out. So something as simple as that. Like, I'm a task oriented person. I know who I am. So if I don't write things down, my mind is constantly cluttered.
Yeah.
And I have to write things down and look at it and figure out how to do this. And that's how I'm able to accomplish it, because it's clear what I'm trying to do.
That's what's up, man. You mentioned the action plan earlier. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Okay. So, like, people may do vision boards, right? Which is perfect. Like, you want to envision what you see. And they're like, okay, they got the car, they got the house, they got the career, they got whatever it may be. And that's it. All right. Now you see it, but what are you going to do to get that? Like, what are the steps that you are going to do in order to make that become a reality? All right. So you want to pay off your car, or you want a new house. How are you going to do that? Are you going to put X amount of dollars away? Are you going to take a certain amount of classes to figure out what you need to do? What are the steps needed for you to achieve your goal? And that's what I just mean by action steps. Like, step one, get a realtor. Step two, save this much money. Step three, this, you know what I mean? And that's what you have to do for each individual goal that you set.
Yeah.
In order for you to, you know, be efficient and effective at it. So for me, you know, we look at our goals. I send my goals every year and I'll be knocking them out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's only one goal I didn't do this past year. And, you know, that's because that was just me. And so it's on my list to do it this year. But every other goal, you know, that list is long.
Yeah.
But I'm able to, do it because I have those things I need to do. And I know exactly where I'm at to go. So that's why I feel like, you know, I'm always going. And if you have a list that you're doing every single day, you won't feel overwhelmed because you're attacking little by little, step by step.
Man, what advice would you give to somebody to not, like, to keep them going on their goals and to not get discouraged?
Don't look at other people. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, your goal is your goal. Like, what's for you, what you said is for you. Like, don't compare people highlight reel, their Instagram, their social media, and, you know, make your goals based off of that. I base my goals off of what I did the year before. I want to improve every year. I'm not going to set something crazy. Of course, I have an unrealistic goal that I put, but most of mine are, you know, incremental. And what I'm trying to do. So what I would say is, don't be too hard on yourself. If you didn't do good today, do better tomorrow. Like, every day when I end the day, I have a Google Doc that I made. So I have a calendar invite that invites me every day, like around 8 o'clock. I click the little Google form and ask me certain questions, like, did I spend quality time with my family? Did I do everything on my task list? Did I do my chores? Did I knock out, or did I cook for wifey? You know what I mean? Or whatever it may be. But I have different things that I click on there every single day. Did I stay on am I on pace with my budget?
Yeah.
You know, so every single day, every night, I'm looking at it and I'm able to see if I'm successful that day.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that with me, the daily check-in at the end of the day. And I know why it's important to me, but why do you feel like it's important to you? Like, why did you start doing that?
The daily check-in?
Yeah.
I started doing that because I just wanted to, like, at the end of the night before I go to bed, my mind always is racing, like, did I do this, did I do that? So this is kind of just and that's not as specific, but it's like an overview in those different categories. All right, did I do this? Did I do that? All right, cool. I did. I had a productive day, right?
Yeah.
I could give myself a grade. So if it's 5 questions on there, I did 4 out of 5. That's 80%. I got a B. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was a B today. You know what I mean? So let me strive for an A. And you may not get an A every day. Your best is going to be different every single day. But as long as you're trying, you know, to knock things out, and it consists, like, it's a marathon, man. So you're not going to conquer the world in a day. And just trying to be the best version of yourself, putting the maximum effort that you can for that day. Some days going to suck. Some days you're not going to want to, right? And other days you're going to be killing it. So as long as you're consistent for the most part, you will be successful. You know what I mean? You just got to have that internal drive and kind of that accountability. So it's a way of doing that.
Yeah, man. And I really like it because it's like, you know, like you said, my mind be racing all the time too. But my mind also used to be like, man, you got to do more, got to do more. But having that check-in list is like, okay, I did a lot in a day.
Exactly.
And granted, mm-hmm, I may feel like I needed to do more, but if I did everything that I was set to do in this day, like, I can't press myself harder than that. And the thing
and
that I like that you do, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the thing that I like that you do is that you do it digitally, you know, because I've always, like, I try to write everything on paper, but it becomes like, it's a lot to have a whole bunch of notebooks and tablets of different things. So, like, being able to put it in the computer and have it on the phone or wherever, like, I think that's really dope.
Yeah, and it helps, you know what I mean? And sometimes, like, when I actually write my original goals, I write them on a piece of paper just because it just flows freer. You know what I mean? I feel free with a pen. But then I put it on a Word, Google Doc, so that I can look at it anywhere I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I could make a checklist. But as far as you said, like, you know, you feel better when your mind racing and you got your checklist. That's kind of why I did the thing at the end of the year. Like, you know, when people were like, you know, what did I do this year? I didn't do a lot, or they didn't feel. So what I do every year is I write everything that I've accomplished, you know, big or small, like, and then list it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I did this month, this, and you realize, like, you did a bunch of stuff at the end of the year. But when we don't reflect, because we always constantly trying to get better, you know, we kind of feel bad and get down on ourselves. But when you realize everything that you've actually done throughout the year, you're like, man.
Yeah.
Had a good year.
Yeah, man. Do you have your students set goals?
My what? Oh, yes. Usually I have them do it at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
I didn't do it this year. It was just because this is just a random year. You know what I mean?
The year.
But usually I have them do it. I have them set not only math ones, but also just personal ones. And
that's
like,
dope.
I make them the same thing. I do make them do the same thing, like specific. Like, okay, what did you get last year? I want to get an 80. I want to get an 85 or 82. If you got a D the past year, don't shoot for no A. Like, you know what I mean? You can, but let's get better. Let's shoot for the B. You know what I mean? Like, let's get better. I want you to get an A, but let's be realistic. If you're constantly getting this grade, let's get better step by step.
Yeah.
And then how are you going to do it? Like, okay, you're going to spend X amount of time studying every day. You're going to spend, you know, not act out in class. You're going to pay attention. You know what I mean? What are the things that you're going to do in order to be better as a person, student, your sports, or whatever it may be? And, you know, then we do check-ins, you know, every month or so. And a lot of them like it. Some of them don't like it. And a lot of them do like it, and they check on it. But that's just like in life. Everybody's not going to, you know, enjoy what you trying to get them to do. I like your plants in the background.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Like, I like this shot because it
yeah,
I don't know,
it's a dope shot.
It has some depth and shit. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I definitely.
I appreciate that. Man, so I wanted to go back to what you were saying about breaking your goals down into sections. And one section that stood out to me a lot on your goal list was a leap of faith. And you mind speaking to that a little bit?
Yeah, so remember I told you, like I set goals incrementally, like, you know, don't say today I want to make $1 million. Like if you're making, you know, 50,000 or 20,000, you know, whatever it is, like you could say that, but realistically, what are you trying to get? You know what I mean? Like what's your next step? Like you're not going to jump from 50 to a million. Like that's not, you can, but that's not usually how it goes.
Right.
So a leap of faith may be a goal that may be kind of out there that could be achievable, but it may not be, right? So you have to put a little more extra effort. So it's one that you really want to do, but you got to put extra effort into it. Maybe you're nervous, maybe you're not sure. You know, kind of that's my leap of faith, or that will be the leap of faith. Something that you're not really, you know, that's not really common that you really just want to shoot for. Like,
So more like stars. I kind of took leap of faith as kind of like a dream, like, and not necessarily like saying you can't accomplish your dreams, but it's more like that, you know, if I could do anything, this is what it would be.
Right. Shooting at the stars, landing on the moon, kind of thing. So that's something this is my first year doing that. And, you know, I just thought about it and I said, you know, that was one goal that I would have that I wanted to do that I maybe wouldn't put.
Yeah.
So that's the leap of faith one.
I think that's dope. And I think it's dope that you're not afraid of your goals. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes, and I don't know, even for myself in the past, like I've set goals and they've been like so big that they've almost been like scary to even like attempt to accomplish. You know what I mean? So like seeing somebody like you that's not afraid to set these goals and go after them and even share them with other people. Like I did that for the first time this year. I shared my goals I always share them with you, but shared them with some friends, shared them with my family. And like that shit is hard, you know, because a lot of times people don't be seeing things the way that you see it, you know? Mm-hmm. So to be that open with your passion and what you're going for and to not care what anybody has to say about it, like that's bold, man.
Yeah. I think like I do it like to inspire others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because we're not really taught how to, like you be like, because I know how, because that's just how my mind works. You'd be surprised by how many people don't really know how to set goals. Right. You don't know people how to do these different things. So the fact that you or me showing people ours, and then they see us actually achieve it, right? That's the thing. They see, like, because some people, like I think Jay-Z said, people emulate the end result,
mm-hmm.
right? So they don't see the process of what you're trying to do. They just think that it just happened. Yeah. So if they see the beginning of the year, hey, this is what I said. And then when it happens, they're like, oh, snap. He said he was going to do that. Because I've been working at it every single day. It's not something that just came overnight. You have to put in the hours, you have to put in the work. And when they see that, that's why it's important to share, because when it happens, that inspires them to be like, I could do the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important that you share this information, that you don't hold it for yourself. Life is all about sharing, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, you ain't got to profit off it every single time. You just got to make people, you know, everybody, you can make some money off of that. Yeah, you could, bro. Like, but everything ain't about that. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool.
And I guess that, and I agree with you, and I guess that breaks down the difference between passion and gifts. Because in the last episode with that yoga dude, we talked about the difference between your passion and your gifts. And it's funny, man. Like, when I talk to people and, like, even hearing you say, like, you know, you do this to inspire people. Like, it almost seems like passion is rooted in like helping or inspiring others. But before I just answer that for you, but what do you feel like your passion is?
Uh, My passion is just helping people, like being creative. Like, you know, like again, because passion and gift, like there's two different things, but it's kind of seen like this synonymous, like it's the same thing. So when you said passion and gift, I was trying to think, like, is that a passion or is that a gift? You know what I mean? Like, so my passion is just helping people, man, like helping them be the best version of themselves. So I didn't realize my passion or gift until I started teaching, right? Like, and when I started teaching, that's when I realized, like, you helping students, and not just with, like, math, adding 1 + 1, but you actually impacting their lives, like, teaching them different things about life and what to, you know, look forward to. So, and then even with adults, like with the investing itself, like, yeah, I'm teaching you how to invest your money, make money, financial literacy, but I'm helping you become a better person for you, for your family. And so I'm impacting people. So helping them become the best version of themselves in whatever capacity that I know how, and just inspiring that way. And that's my passion. And that could be my gift too, but I don't know. Maybe my gift is creativity. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's my passion.
Yeah, man, that's really dope.
What's yours? Your passion.
I think my passion is helping people and inspiring people. And that's because I feel like my gifts are like the things that I do, but that mm-hmm. is rooted in everything that I do. So like whether it's like creating right. or teaching or like mm-hmm. even just being a decent human being, you know, it's always kind of rooted in right. like wanting to help others and wanting to inspire others. So I think, and I feel like that's kind of the same for everybody. That's
right.
like trying to, I guess, better the world in a sense.
Right. Right. And then we know, cause people like in money, right? Like money comes when you are doing that too in a certain level.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, I don't chase the money anymore. Like, you know, growing up, that's what you taught, like chase the money. Like it'll come to you. Yes, you set up business things, you set up ways to generate revenue, but that shouldn't be your, at least that's not, I'm saying it should be, but that's not my motive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My motive is to help others. And I get enjoyment out of that. Like that brings me life. That brings me enjoyment. Like I think I was listening to something, it was Rory from the Joe Budden podcast, and he was talking about his hobby. Like he realized he didn't have a hobby.
Damn.
And I realize I don't either. Or I realize I may not have a hobby in a traditional sense. Like some people is fishing or some people is driving. Like my hobbies may be, hey, I want to watch TV. Hey, I want to eat by myself. Like, hey, I want to go to movies. Like, and those may be my hobbies. Like I don't have a certain thing.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe being creative and just being executing like that is my hobby, even though it's part of my work or my job. Like that's me. Like, and that's what I like to do. So, you know,
that's what's up, man. We got a new segment in the show called 5 Questions of Freedom, sponsored by Feel Free to Feel Free. So I have 5 questions for you.
Right. Here we go, baby.
So the first question is, what is your theme for 2021?
My theme? Balance.
Okay. Okay. What is a piece of advice you would give to your past self at any point in your life? Could even be last year.
Just keep doing what you're doing. Oh, and enjoy small victories. So can I elaborate on that?
Absolutely, yeah.
So in that book that I bought, I think I showed you, that little goal thing, like it was like a, so one of the things, like when you set your goals, right? Maybe don't do this for every goal, but it was like set like 5 goals. And then how would you celebrate once you reach those goals? Right. So for me, I've never been a type to celebrate. Like, I get it. You know me. I get it. Cool. What's the next?
Yeah.
But you have to celebrate those victories, man. Like, even if it's small, like, how are you going to celebrate what you did? Like, and it's not, you're not resting on it, but it could be something as treating yourself to a dinner, like, or, you know, going on vacation, depending on how big the goal is. Like, but set small, you know, enjoyments for yourself and victories once you reach those small victories. So that's one thing that, that I'm going to do based off of that.
Okay. What is one, what was the question? What is one reminder that you want to set for yourself, your future self?
Remember what's important. Like, if quarantine taught me anything, is family, spending time with my daughter, like just the little things, because me and like most people, you're so focused on what you're trying to, your ambition, what you're trying to do, that you miss out on, you know, the things, because you don't have that balance. Of course, you're still going to try to achieve what you're trying to achieve. Like, don't let up, but make sure you create some type of balance within that. Because once you reach your goal, now what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, now I got this. I reached this point. I got this amount of money. I got this award. I got this whatever. Okay, now what? What did you sacrifice for that?
Yeah.
You can't get that time back. So if you about to die tomorrow, how much time did you miss? Like, does all that stuff really matter? You know what I mean? So just reflection and kind of, that's what I would tell my future self. Just remember what's important.
That's real. Two more questions. Anything you want to let go of?
Nah, bro. Like, I'm, let me see. Let go of this weight. Nah, not to let go, just continue to grow and to be the best family man and best person I could do. Like, just let go, continue to let go of some of the things that we were taught and some of the things that society tries to force upon us. Like, just remember that, like, do what makes you happy, right? Forget what the world tell you, forget what society, forget what your parents tell you, do what makes you happy. So let go of any of those burdens that you may have or I may have that, you know, that we've been put, that been put upon us even on a daily basis.
That's real. What makes you feel free?
All right. Makes me feel free is being by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a social, antisocial person. Like, you know, like, if I'm around people, I could be life at the party or whatever. But I truly enjoy just being by myself, like eating by myself, just watching TV, just being in my own company. So that, like, just not worrying about anything else, like, that makes me feel free. You know what I mean? Just being with one. So of course I love my family, love being with them all the time, but I do value my alone time.
That's dope, man. Where can the people find you?
Find me in your house TV. Now you can find me at on social media. You can find me on our website, investingyourself365.com. So, you know, financial literacy training for you adults, as well as students in schools, professional developments for teachers. So investingyourself365.com, as well as social media, Mr. Thomas Invest. That's where you can find me. So LinkedIn, of course, and just type in my name, Sean Thomas, and different things will pop up. So that's where you can find me. And I respond to everything. If not, then my assistant gets back to you.
Pencil you in the schedule.
Yes, man. Well, we growing a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, man?
We growing a little bit. I can't do everything myself no more.
I feel you. Man, Sean, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank y'all so much for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go. Peace. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of The Art of Letting Go. If you like what you heard, please be sure to subscribe to us wherever you listen to this podcast and leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Let other people know what you think as well. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on all social media at The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Also, you can send me an email, theartoflettinggopodcast@gmail.com, or give us a call. Leave a message. We might play it on the show. 213-394-2773. Also, if you would like to support The Art of Letting Go, we got some really cool merch, as well as we're now on Patreon. You can find us, The Art of Letting Go Podcast. Subscribe to us. Thank you guys for listening. This is Mike Brown, and this is The Art of Letting Go.